Hey, welcome to Morning Manna, and I'm Pastor Greg here in Southern Idaho, and thanks for joining me. We are cruising through the Psalms and gleaning some beautiful truths, mainly from David at this point, and today is no different. We're going to be looking at Psalm 23, perhaps the most famous psalm. For sure, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and so on, and so... it's so familiar that sometimes we get this picture in our mind and we these thoughts that arise, but taking the time to think through its truths is a rewarding experience. It is rich, and it is, you know, perhaps the most popular psalm for a reason, because it's full of life-changing truth. So, Psalm 23, David begins the famous words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So David, you remember, was a shepherd. And so he knew a lot about the shepherd life and about sheep, their characteristics and their nature. And so sheep were utterly dependent upon their shepherd. Their life, their quality of life was going to be totally, totally dependent upon the ability of their shepherd to take care of them and to lead them where he wanted them to go and so on. So listen, Jesus is our shepherd. And David says, because Jesus is our shepherd, we shall not want, literally shall not be in want. Jesus will withhold nothing from us that we truly need. He is the one who satisfies us in the deepest place. And he can do that, by the way. There's no one else that can, not your spouse, not your boss, that there's no one that can truly satiate you down to the core of who you are. Jesus can do that. And he does that for his people. So David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." It's an interesting way to put it. He makes me. Not he asks me. I think it would be accurate to say he invites me. I'm sure that that's true. I mean, we're invited again and again in the scripture to partake of the goodness of the Lord and the blessings of the Lord. But there are times when the shepherd would have to press upon the sheep to get them to lie down. Pressure. Listen, there is times in life where the Lord will allow pressure on us. And we will find ourselves being made to lie down, made to cry out, made to rest. And I'm grateful because as a sheep, I can sometimes just keep going and going and going to my own detriment. And so the Lord is not unwilling to press us at times. Well, he goes on. "He leads me beside still waters." So that's a big deal, right? In the Bible, the peace of God, the still waters. You know, there's so many scriptures dealing with this. I'm going to make my requests known to God with thanksgiving. And when I do that, the peace of Christ will guard my heart and mind. It says in Philippians 4. In Colossians 3, "Let the peace of God rule your hearts and minds." Isaiah 26:3, "The mind that is fixed or stayed on thee is in peace." And so having the peace of God, our shepherd leads us beside still waters. He leads us to the place of peacefulness. And that's why we can sort of use our the state of our soul. Am I agitated? Am I upset? Am I anxious? Am I fearful? I'm not beside the still waters. And so, Lord, my shepherd, I want you to lead me to the place, because I want what I do in my life not to come out of anxiety and fear and to come out of the place of unrest, but to come out of peace. God always acts out of perfect peace. And so it should be for us. Well, he goes on. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So it's interesting that if left to themselves, sheep will always just follow one another. And if they're not sort of challenged and led to go different places, they'll just go in the exact same path. And pretty soon that path will become a rut. It'll get dug in. And so they have to be led into new places and into where the shepherd wants them to go. And he does that for his name's sake. He wants to be known as a good shepherd, you see. So listen, the Lord is leading you. Don't get stuck in the rut. Follow him. Trust him. Verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So even though I'm in the presence, I mean, it's right here. The shadow of death is looming. And, you know, there's this ever-present awareness of danger and of death. And even so, you are with me. And that makes all the difference. Your presence with me, you'll never leave me or forsake me. The word says. And because of that, there's a table prepared. Even in the midst of the valley, there's a table prepared. Even though there's enemies just right off in the distance, I'm eating, I'm feasting, I'm living an abundant life in the midst of the danger, in the presence of looming death. The Lord is with me. He makes a feast for me. Life is good. Well, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Pardon my lack of vision here. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. The anointing of oil, it speaks primarily, picturesquely, of the Holy Spirit and of joy. And so I'm anointed by God. We are anointed, it says in 1 John 2, that we have no need for anyone to teach us. Not meaning that we don't need Bible teachers, but we don't have need of anyone to say, hey, I have the truth and only I can share it with you. And that's just not true. You have the Holy Spirit of God who reveals the truth to you through good and godly teachers, through those that God has put in your church to be able to open up the scriptures to you and so on. It's ultimately the Holy Spirit who reveals the truth of the Word of God to us. That's the anointing. And because of that, our cup overflows. We have more than enough. Lastly, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Goodness and mercy every single day chasing you around, following you wherever you go. And you shall, it's guaranteed, if Christ is your Savior, your shepherd, you will dwell in his house forever and ever. You will be with him forever and ever. Listen, Christian, you have a lot to be thankful for. I wonder if the Lord is pressing on you right now to get you to lie down. I wonder if you've been running and gunning a little bit too much, like I tend to do from time to time. Hey, let your good shepherd press you down so that you can rest, so that he can restore you. Hey, God bless you guys.
Thank you.